just got an email from someone, said they work in Capitol Hill and his office is right next door to Louis Gomer's.
Oh, yeah. And we're live, by the way. That's live.
Yeah,
so,
okay. So
Louis Gomer, just flashback.
We got a little inside.
They call this callback. That's the rib guy.
Yep.
Let's make sure people know that's the rib guy from yesterday. We just got, that's live. This shit happens live.
Just got the email.
They are talking for like a half an hour about this guy's ribs and whether he can share the ribs. He literally is like, the only time I'm ever happy walking out of Congress is when I'm sharing my ribs.
We have to try his ribs.
We haven't even started. We got an email next to the rib guy who we're trying to hunt down to go eat his ribs from yesterday.
Also live, Pat Hill didn't get the job.
I knew that. Pat Hill, T's and P's.
Maybe we can hire him.
I'd love to hire Pat Hill.
Yeah.
Stick him just at the same desk of Ebony. Just like, we should have just a desk of people
just
we hire.
Just confessions.
Yeah, like,
yeah, don't really
impulsively,
have a job.
Right? It's like, we're like, oh,
we don't know what they're
going to
do.
Right. Until we figure
when,
out.
So when
and then you get
Simon,
out of the pig pen.
Yeah, when Pirate Simon comes back and dresses as a pirate, he'll be at that desk too.
Right.
I'm shocked he's not there yet.
Right, right. Just like throw everybody there and then we just figure it out. And eventually, it's almost like I'm a survivor guy and get sent to like Redemption Island. It's like a different place. Anyways, today is the rundown. It is December 6th. It is brought to you.
7th.
7th.
Pearl Harbor Day. Never forget.
I knew
you're an Army guy, too.
No.
You're a military guy.
I am a military guy, but I know December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day. I just didn't know it was December 7th. Semantics.
Yeah,
I believe it's also Larry Bird's birthday.
But so that means this whole day you haven't been like paying any respects to Pearl Harbor.
Not
it's,
much
it's
for Pearl
not
Harbor.
If I don't know what day it is, then you can't say it. I sometimes don't even know it's my birthday. On my birthday, so it's like it's March 22nd.
Oh, so his birthday
it's
is like, just like Pearl
oh, that's
Harbor
my birthday.
Oh wait, March 22nd is your birthday?
Huh? Why?
Like three months away from the big 4-0, buddy.
Yikes.
It is brought to you by Mott & Bow.
Perfect timing.
Second day of Mott & Bow. 20% off, very comfortable jeans. You get that, they're redefining it, comfortable denim. So buy your Mott & Bow jeans, Christmas present, do it. And if you don't know the size for the person you're buying, you can buy two sizes, send back the one that don't fit. It's just comfortable denim at comfortable
prices.
They have
the stretchy, so the
comfortable
size
brand,
is...
right. 20% off, use the code RUNDOWN. Again, the code RUNDOWN, MottandBow.com. Also, the big news, which we did today. So we are launching Barstool Radio on Sirius XM. Shout out to me, by the way, because right off the bat, I spelled Sirius incorrectly.
Yep.
Not the best look. And I knew how to spell it. I was there all day, published the blog. I fixed it within
it?
A minute.
With a Y.
S-Y.
Oh, that's not even close.
I'll tell you, at one point.
I actually retweeted someone because you know how we have the new app and it gets download the new app. It
yeah,
sends
it
you alerts.
I know, I saw it.
So I retweeted that.
That's, yeah,
that,
I mean, I thought
you screwed
up. I would
rather you didn't do that because we're trying
But it's content.
I'm hoping Sirius didn't see it, but
I thought you might have screwed
bought
up the
us
I or the U.
They
bought
us, but they brought us on.
S-I is how you spell it.
You got
anyways,
it.
So it's going to be Rush 93.
Swirius.
We're not changing. We're selling words wrong.
Sirius XM.
Yeah, not changing. It's going to be 12 to 2 starting January 3rd every day. So it'll just kind of be like trying to capture Barstool. Excited to do it. Place is a crazy place. We're up on like the roof with the satellite. It was in a big cloud. But big news, we've had that coming today. So that's also big stuff in Barstool world. Hopefully more of those announcements coming. Into the subjects for today. We already talked about this a little. This dad jumps in a fight at a high school and gets absolutely his ass kicked. I mean, absolutely his ass kicked. Jump, kick, bleeding, blood everywhere. I asked you, I guess it started because he thought his kid was getting jumped or his kid was getting
his
jumped.
Kid was getting jumped and everybody was jumping in. And then I think as he tried to save his kid, he ended up unintentionally hitting a girl. And then when the girl got hit, the animals went crazy.
I gotta be honest.
That's at least the vibe I'm getting.
Very
he might
suspect
have just slugged
that we
the
don't
girl.
Get to see the video
I was
of
gonna
the
say,
guy. Because
yeah.
There's definitely a difference. Because if there's... If he hit the girl and he like was squared up with the girl,
right.
then beat the shit out of him. But if it's one of those things where a girl is just like getting in the mix and she shouldn't be there, and
which
there's
they always do
everywhere,
they always do that.
You can't blame a guy for that.
What?
That was sad. That it, video. It,
I
fucked
mean,
me
what?
I couldn't watch that
seeing
video.
Your dad get beat up,
yeah. And not just. I mean, he got fucked up.
I
it
couldn't.
Like,
I couldn't
he
watch
looked
it.
Like Rocky too, like
he,
old Rocky.
He looked like Rocky.
I thought it was
like Stallone.
It was like Balboa in Creed, where he's like dying, and then they beat the shit out of him.
I might be a pussy, but I can't watch videos when like people are kicking like a guy in the face.
No, I don't
when
watch
he's down and their blood,
like
the blood is
up.
Leaking out.
Occasionally, some of them. I didn't like that one. It was more like the I'm trying to think what's worse than watching your dad get beat up.
Yeah, no,
dads can't get beat up. They're supposed to have dad power.
I know.
Like, you're just supposed to start throwing people off like Donkey Kong. Sad video.
It needs to be like foreigners or white trash or something like that to watch one
or
of those videos.
Or somebody who deserves, well, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, I agree. Without getting the deserve it moment, like if he really punched a girl, then you'd be like, who cares if his dad gets
zested? I agree.
It felt very, very wrong.
I didn't think that was a funny video at all, but it was like, ooh, I was more, again, that hypothetical, like, what is worse than seeing your just dad get beat up?
No,
that's like crushing.
Nothing.
It's bad.
I feel like you never come back.
Maybe your mom getting beat up, just watching your mom get her ass kicked. That would be pretty rough.
By another woman?
No. Well, I mean, like, if that was...
Well, yeah, if a dude beats you, like, the shit out of your mom, I'd say that's probably pretty bad.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's bad.
If you took the dad out and put the mom in the same situation, that would be worse.
No, but it's a little bit... Wait, what?
Like, if you just took Stallone out of that video and put a mom in, that would be worse.
I actually don't think it's worse.
But I know
what
you're saying, like, the psychological...
Yeah, because you grow up and your dad's the hero.
Yeah,
and
your mom, everyone knows, it's like,
this
guy's just a criminal, he's going to be in jail. A dad should win. Your dad should... I never thought my dad could, because you've seen my dad, but, like, he may verbally beat you up.
But he also...
Like, I'd be sad if someone verbally beat my dad.
Right, but also, like, Mike Portnoy Esquire, he wouldn't ever get in a fight that he... like would get beat up because he would know that he was going to win if he got into it.
He'd do verbal spars. Quick side note, what's that?
From 54club.com. Use the promo code KFC to get 40% off.
Nice. Speaking of another callback,
well played.
Someone helped us out on Twitter. It's Wanksta. Kevin's a Wanksta.
You're a
Wanksta.
Not a Wanksta.
No,
what's a Wanksta?
A Wanksta is like a fake gangster, but what you're saying is a white person who acts
Wanksta.
Black.
Well, I don't think you're a fake.
But his point is that I'm a white person who acts black. That's a wigger.
But we're saying you could use Wanksta instead if you don't hate
Wanksta.
Those are two different things.
Watch those. Speaking of Wankstas and wiggers, watch out for like Smitty back in the day, not Smitty, Riggs stealing your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently like, that's his move, huh?
He's stealing everything.
And I mean, literally, like there was a part when I
he's even gaining weight like me.
There was a part when I grew up and I had Jordans like that. You always had to be worried that you get mugged and someone would take them. Like Riggs may.
He might literally take that pair off my feet.
Yes. Yep.
This is probably be a quick story, but we have to talk about Michelle Obama because you can't just lie like this. She said she felt before the election was over.
That's a lie.
She didn't watch the election.
You can lie like that if you're an Obama right now because
who cares?
Well, first of all, they're going out. Trump, who's like hated by more than half the country, is coming in. They can do anything wrong. They can't do anything wrong.
The only reason I believe a shred of this, there are times where I will like turn off a Mets or Jets game when I know where it's going.
When you know there's impending doom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the Mets bullpen's coming in and I'm just like, I'm just not going to watch it because I don't want to be upset tonight.
Okay, maybe. I mean, she went further. She's like, I'm not into political talk. That's
like your whole life, man.
But my point is she knows that she can say whatever she wants right now because everyone's like, we miss the Obamas.
I mean, and she's going to be president.
She'll run next.
So
yeah.
I wonder if she'll stay up for that. This hockey clip, wanted to put it in. It's a girl hockey game, girl check, but the announcer with one of the all-time calls.
Here comes Alexa looking for the puck. Laser out!
She's dead. She is dead. Teammates coming to check in on her, but it doesn't matter. She is dead.
She's dead. She's dead. They're like, her teammates are coming over. No, she's dead. Big Cat, what do you got?
It was this kid. I mean, I'm assuming this is what, like, a middle schooler doing the announcement.
But
that's his moment. That's up there with, like, do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
Because he was so serious, he flipped so fast, and he just like, yep, she's dead.
And he tripled down on it. There was no moment of like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. He said it two times, three times.
He was sure of himself.
Yeah, and I mean, he really thought she was dead.
Yeah.
You need that. I would prefer all announcers to do that kind of shit.
Me too.
Be real.
Yeah.
That's what we're thinking.
And that will live on. I don't know if it's going to live on. I haven't seen it in enough places, but like the boom goes the diamond, all that weird stuff. That was an electric call, so shout out to that kid. I actually wouldn't mind him... like
sitting at the desk, the weird
with
desk.
Oh, with Ebony and the.
Yeah, I like maybe he can recall something for us. Like we can highlights without rights.
He would be the official announcer
sports.
Of highlights without rights.
Just a 5-second clip and you can get a job.
Yeah, like and or at least we can have
she
some.
She's maybe like 14
she
years
said,
old.
She said, boom, hired.
You put just put him in the pen.
Put him in that desk.
Put him in the pen.
All the misfits.
And then when
the
there's
Island
a
of misfit
big
toys.
Hit for highlights without rights, he can just be
she's
he's
dead.
Or
that's all. So wait, that's his only thing is just to say he or she is dead.
Anytime
that's
there's
it.
A big, there's a lot of big hits
his,
in
yeah.
sports. So
you
anytime
you need
there's
a big hit guy.
What does the ESPN thing do?
When the
jacked
big
up. Hit, jacked up.
I think, she's dead.
So
she's
I think
dead.
Sometimes people think you're joking, but like you actually are serious. Your life is just like cartoon. You see in cartoons. I've always said that. You actually do want to just hire like,
yes,
everyone for.
If you could hire that guy on the spot like right now without seconds. Knowing how old he is or any of that, would you
look
do
at?
It?
Listen. You wouldn't have the producer on part of my tape if I didn't have
and
my.
Walked
if I,
by, as and walked and in, got yeah, his brain.
That's
and
what it is.
It's no, like but that, he actually was did the, something.
What do they call that? Serendipity?
He did something.
Is that
no,
serendipity?
He did something.
Yeah.
He actually did. We made him. Gaz put him to work the first day as the producer of the first bro show.
Yeah, you know, he showed up without cameras.
Yeah.
But
and he didn't like press record, right?
You never know. You get out of that pen of life, and he's a perfect example of it. So that was serendipity. For all you kids at home, you can look that up. That means, but I'll give you, it means when something perfect happens. Bad Santa story. So some kid, and again, it was kind of a slow day, but there's stories that there was just the perfect part to it that made it. So this bad Santa's, you know, the kid goes on the kid's lap at Santa, and at the end of it, he goes, maybe you should lay off the fries and hamburgers. By itself, we don't get the story. The picture of the kid, you guys see the picture of the kid he said this to. Automatic story. And by the way, I'm not one of you, like, crazy Catholic motherfuckers who go sit on Santa's knees and all that shit.
That doesn't have to do with Catholic.
Well, come whatever,
on, that's
dude.
Separate.
Well,
you put up a Christmas tree and you're a Jew.
Who does?
You.
No, I don't. I've never done that. It's put up, but I don't put it up.
Oh, that is a Trump retweet right there.
What a
Jew
loophole that is.
I didn't tweet it. I just put the retweet.
This kid looked awfully old to be sitting on Santa's lap. That's all I was going to say.
He did.
We'll go to you. You're the resident, like, Santa dick sucker.
That. Hey, everybody should suck Santa's dick. Santa,
fuck sucking Santa's dick. You don't suck Santa's dick.
You Jews just are so salty. By the way,
I'm not salty. Hanukkah,
did you see that?
I just blew your layup.
Hanukkah is going to get its ass kicked.
Did you see that?
It falls right on Christmas. No one's going to get it.
I love it.
Who cares about Hanukkah either? Did you see the Santa at the Bulls game?
Crazy nights.
I find it. He, on Monday night, it was just a Santa looked miserable, and he, like, pulls back his beard to, like, chug a beer. It's like, Santas are just... Santas don't want to be Santa right now.
What do you have on this kid?
He's a little too old, and he probably should be laying off the burgers and fries. Yeah. So I'm with Santa.
If you
on
heard
this one.
His lap, he's allowed to say that.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
It may be a little bit too old too. Mannequin challenge here. So in Alabama, they did a mannequin challenge with like guns and shit, real guns. Cops research it. They arrest, I think, 4 or 5 of these people. It's an interesting theory. I live, like you said, I live in a cartoon world. To a degree.
You want to hire all these guys?
No, I don't want to hire them. I don't want guys with guns. Guns make me nervous. I will say, I think what you post on social media should somehow be in a bubble where you can't, like, it's, you
know,
off limits.
You know when in law movies when they're like, strike that from the record?
Yeah, like
that
international
should be
waters.
Yes.
They should be allowed. They're gangsters.
I don't totally agree with that. I don't think anything you post on social media, I think if it's a viral trend that you're trying to get into, then you are...
Okay, I agree with that. Like the mannequin chat, like we did it here. It was viral. We did it to try to mimic what we do. We're bloggers. That they're gangsters.
Right.
What
they're
can't do.
Also,
them.
I
think they're gangsters.
They're gangsters.
You can't. Well, I don't know. I bet you real gangsters would say only a wankster would do the mannequin challenge with their guns
and
get caught and go to jail.
You said like 4 or 5. If the ones that didn't get arrested, those are wanksters. If they don't have a rap sheet.
But they showed up at their house and they had like body armor.
It was a cool mannequin challenge. Mannequin challenge played out.
It's not
if you do that.
Why? Because it's so over the top?
We're talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the rundown.
Right.
And we pick what we think are the 5 to 7 most viral topics. Right. We're talking about these motherfuckers.
I would have loved, though, to be at the creative meeting for this mannequin challenge.
Well, and I'll tell you who won
that
meeting. The dude who was like under the hood of the trunk of the car. That was the best pose by far.
Absolute upset. I feel like I haven't heard of many of these mannequin gun challenges, but in situations like this, I feel like somebody always gets one stray bullet.
Yeah.
Like everyone's holding like...
Yeah, because you try to hold your breath and you just sneeze or something. Yeah.
That's usually what leads to the downfall. But if no one got shot and you're just doing the viral trend and this is your business, I think that's fair game.
Also, they put at the beginning, caution, this may offend some
people. Yeah, they let you know.
I mean, if you do that, that's like...
Yeah,
that's
no offense.
You know,
no offense.
That's like Bill Parcells.
Yeah, that holds up.
Big brain.
On Pearl Harbor Day, the
Bill Japs
Parcells,
come
no offense, but that's a Jap.
Serendipity. You know, that is serendipity.
Serendipity.
For all you kids
we're having a fucking serendipity blog rundown. Couple baseball stories. I've been on the record saying
Ooh,
I think
this
Ortiz
is going to be a tough one,
back.
Davey. This, what you say in the next 3 minutes is going to be very important.
I think he's coming back.
Okay.
And he tweeted, so the story is on Instagram, we got Sale, and then he basically put a couple of question mark emojis like, want to come back or something to that effect with the, I've said from the beginning, I think he's coming back.
So I agree with you. Are you going to rip him like you would rip anyone else who does this move?
Yeah, well, I won't rip him.
But that's the problem here. You would rip, if anyone else did this.
I won't suck his dick. I've ripped him before.
You would rip the shit out of him.
I've ripped him before.
The retire, unretire.
I hate
after
it. Do the farewell tour, and then come back. I hate it.
After everyone saying how much he meant, and then he comes back.
I hate it.
It ruins it.
Will you write a blog that says, fuck David Ortiz? Because that's what you would say about anybody else.
You absolutely
would say. No, I
will not. If Derek Jeter did this, you would write a fuck Derek Jeter.
I'm not denying that. Not denying it.
So you're just... You're admitting that he's going to be a homer.
I don't think you should. I think he boxed himself in by doing it.
I think
he's coming back
This is why farewell tours are the worst idea ever.
The worst.
Because you have to just wait. You have to give yourself a minute. No, don't fuck. Like Earl Thomas retiring 2 seconds after he got injured in the middle of a game.
Agreed.
Like maybe give yourself a second to talk to your family and decide if it's a good move.
Agreed. I mean, and
I thought he would definitely. I didn't think he was going to retire.
I thought he was a fraud.
By the way, you know who did it correctly? Peyton Manning. He actually did. He gave it a week, gave it 2 weeks. He didn't say it at the Super Bowl.
But everybody knew.
He could have easily said it at the Super Bowl and been like, this is it. This is my last one.
The only thing I'd say different of that is he was so awful.
I understand, but I'm just saying, like, that's how you do it. You give yourself a couple weeks because he could have made the Super Bowl. He could have said it in, like, the post game.
Yeah.
That's it. It's over.
The problem with Poppy is that they say he can't even, like, walk. Do you believe
that?
Because that's what I said. I'm like, what do you mean? He's bashing fucking 40
runs right now. What's your prediction, though? Is he going to come back from spring training, or do you think he's going to come back halfway through the year?
Oh, I would not.
Halfway, maybe?
He's not coming. He's not doing spring training yet.
It's
not like football training camp, but you don't want to hang out.
I was going to say something about Ortiz.
Although, no, actually, baseball spring training is the best.
Yeah.
They go and they take a couple at bats, and they go play golf.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, the Ortiz, you know, the other thing about Ortiz, he does this, and this is just a pet peeve of mine that has nothing to do with anything. He does this, like, the biggest boondoggle of all time. He does this, like, Puerto Rico, like, golf challenge. Probably in Dominican. He invites everybody. And I never get invited. And all they do is ask for free press. And it drives me nuts. It's like, invite me to what looks like the greatest party of the world. You have all these fucking no-names. Like, who is that fucking Boston comedian that literally doesn't do anything? He's like the old guy. Hey, Feidelberg, who's the Boston comedian who's, like, with the white hair, the old guy.
Jerry Thorne.
Lenny Clark. Like, Lenny Clark is going to this thing? Come on.
I don't even know who that is. If David Ortiz does come back, though, that will be the most electric, like, walk up the steps moment
ever.
And it's one of those things, what we're talking about. If I get it. If I hated the Red Sox, didn't like the Red Sox, I'd kill him. But if you're a Red Sox fan, obviously you want him back.
No, you have to. You obviously want him back. But I just think the unretire move always sucks.
Hate it. It's the worst.
Brett Favre's the worst.
It's the worst. And then you had a big signing. If you want to chime
trade.
In.
Trade. Wade Davis.
Trade.
Wade Davis for Jorge Soler straight up.
So you're happy with that?
Yeah. I mean, that's our new closer. Chapman, we were going to pay. Chapman's going to get like $100 million.
If he's going to get 100 over six, and that's going to be.
It's insane.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Insane.
To give that to any reliever is fucking
insane.
Nuts.
But Wade Davis, when healthy, is the best reliever and best closer in baseball. His ERA is like, actually, there was a ERA. It shows how good Clayton Kershaw is. It was the best ERA last 100 innings in baseball. And it was like five relievers and then Clayton Kershaw. And that's how nasty he is. Yeah.
All right, so that's everything we got. Post show, the only thing, I assume you guys saw the drum clip of half
Yeah, you didn't
office.
Get invited again.
I did not get.
That was Cool Club 2.0.
Yeah.
No, that was actually the anti.
It's a new franchise.
Club. Although
the Excluders.
In K. Marco's like Belgium, he was at.
The Excluders, new franchise.
Yeah, new. I actually don't hate that.
It was actually I think
Connor's
idea.
Connor from Zero Block 30 claims I was invited. I wouldn't have gone anyways. I would have liked to be invited.
You just like to bitch.
I just
about
like
it.
To be invited.
Yeah, you like to.
Shout
bitch
out
about
to Chaps on that dab on the ice. One of the best dabs I've ever seen. The ice dab. Did you guys watch the drum clip?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Who did you think won that? Feidelberg was electric. Chaps was pretty fucking good too.
Fights was really. There was passion in Fights Air. Drum.
Office Brett looked like he had some sort of chromosome missing. No, seriously. It was one of the worst like drum solos I've ever seen.
The problem was they didn't match the drum solo up. Like I feel like the drum solo didn't start when they were going crazy. I'm not gonna get
real nitpicky here.
But I mean, if we're going to grade a drum solo, you asked me to my grade.
I actually like that gimmick.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's great.
I've never seen that.
Well, I was actually thinking we need a cam for The Office. That's something.
Yeah.
The drum solo, not bad.
So you're not mad that you got not invited again?
No, you know what I was really more mad about, and that you want to know, is like I saw it this morning, and it wasn't on our social media. It was mad at our social media guys, because it's like the Devils were like begging for some retweets, and we weren't giving them anything, and half our team was doing like drum solos, Chaps fucking dabbing on the ice. We were in the locker room with them, so it would have been nice, but that's just big brain stuff. Again, the Barstool Radio, that's the big news of the day. That's launching January 3rd, every 2 hours. After Covino and Rich, Rush 93, Sirius. So that's more going to be listening to the Cars type deal. Anything else?
I thought you had one other thing.
You did. You had it?
No,
you had it, and then you didn't want to say it.
I don't remember it.
You know, and then
it was Pat Hill, I think.
You already said it.
Yeah, I already said it.
That was the Pat Hill, the thing that you remembered. And
yeah, it's Pat Hill.
I wouldn't mind trying to.
Are you nervous about Barstool Radio? 2 hours every day is a pretty
I'm
a lot
excited.
Of thought has to be given.
Yeah, which is not your
thought guy.
As big as your brain is, you don't do thoughts.
It's a paradox.
I was gonna say I'm excited for Barstool Radio, especially like January 6th when you walk in, you're like, hey, Big Cat, I can't do it today. Can you just hop in there for
that,
2 hours?
That's gonna happen every
day. Yeah, we know.
Yeah. So it's not called the Dave Portnoy Show, it's called Barstool Radio. So it will be The Office and that will for
a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
So who has, like, people have to go sign up for Sirius?
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't have it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know how.
Honestly, I feel like only, well, I'm not going to tell.
Go sign up for Sirius.
I'm not going to tell Sirius how to do their business, but I listen to Sirius in the car. And I feel like if you don't have Sirius in the car, then you're an idiot because it's like installed now in almost every new car. So it's really driving around. I don't know how many people listen to it, like sitting around.
Take your lunch break with Barstool Radio.
Barstool Lunch Radio.
Lunch Radio.
They got mad right off the bat, by the way.
Oh, why?
We got a little controversy.
Ooh.
Because I went in on Goodell. They're like, well, we're partners with the NFL. And I was like, well, fuck this guy. It's like, what
well,
do you
they, you have well, to kind of know what you're signing up for, no?
That, yeah. I would say if there's one sticking point with us, if someone was like, hey, Dave, you can't bash Goodell, you'd be out in a second.
That's a problem.
Honestly like number one on the
list.
It
really is.
Well, the whole thing would crumble. It's like that's how, it's everyone's like, oh, you've sold out, you've changed, and they stop bashing Goodell. Game over.
Yeah. So. Spelling things wrong, that's the same.
SiriusXM.
The day we stop bashing Goodell is the day that you know we sold out.
Yeah,
that's
and
fair.
Hopefully that never ends unless he apologizes or does something so drastic at like to Brady, like kisses his feet or something.
We have his office number, by the way.
I think I do too.
Yeah, did we call it, we're going to start prank calling
him. Did someone just like send
it? Yeah,
Like, was that really it?
Yeah. It's his office, his secretary picks up.
Okay, good to
know. So we'll start, prank calling
that number lasts for.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably already down now.
You should just call it every morning.
Yeah. All right, that's the rundown.
It's the 5-4 Club. It's the best and easiest way to get that wardrobe updated, looking fresh, and staying convenient. You don't want to go to the mall during the holiday season. You don't have to deal with parking. You don't have to deal with lines, checking out at the register, dealing with salespeople. The best way to get your clothes is to have them sent directly to you by the 5-4 Club. How it works, you sign up, you become a member, you get a monthly package. About every month or so, they send you a package with a couple items of clothing. That way, you stay updated, looking fresh. You go to 54club.com. You can create yourself a style profile where you put in your size and your fashion preference. That way, you know that whatever they send you is going to fit you and you're going to like it. There's free delivery and free size exchanges if it doesn't fit you. And right now, if you use the promo code RUNDOWN at sign up, you're going to get 40% off your first month. And you're going to get a pair of $75 sunglasses. The offer expires December 31st. So once again, go to 54club.com, FIVEFOUR club.com. Use the promo code RUNDOWN at sign up for 40% off and a free pair of sunglasses.